Good day, everyone. We are in day 23, reproducing your values. Restful one, listen with your spirit to the word of God for you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things have I given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with you how willingly, with joy, how willingly you people who are here have given to you. O Lord, God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, keep this desire in the hearts of your people forever, and keep their hearts loyal to you. 1 Chronicles 29:17-18. One of the core values of David was worshiping God in a magnificent way. He centered his life around different forms of worship. He desired to worship God by building a temple where he could dwell, but God told David that his son would build it. Willingly, with integrity, and with honest intent, he gave his personal treasures for the temple. He gave his efforts as king to assemble tremendous resources for the construction of the temple. He called together the leaders of the nation, invited them to give an offering. They gave an immense offering with the same willingness as David, not out of manipulation or pressure. They embraced his same value. As king, he had ruled so effectively that his value had captured the hearts of the leadership of the nation. So they gave generously, willingly, and with integrity of heart. Restful one, I bless you with the joy of transferring your vision to the hearts and spirits of others. I bless you with building your vision and your values into your followers and seeing your vision and values replicated in others. I bless you with being the kind of leader who can imprint passion and values deep into the being of your followers. I bless you with the joy of seeing your followers in ministry embrace your values at the deepest level. I bless you with seeing your followers take what God has conceived in you, your vision, your passion, and live them out and implement them in multiplied ways that you have not. I bless you with seeing your spiritual grandchildren living out your values. Those who have been mentored by people you have mentored. I bless you with the joy of seeing in your spiritual grandchildren and great-grandchildren deep, inner, heartfelt commitment to the values that God has placed in your heart, because God has also written it in their hearts. Restful one, listen again with your spirit to the word of God for you. You became imitators of us and of the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 1:6. I bless you with the joy of seeing your followers live the life of the Spirit that they absorb from you as they partner with you. I bless you to see them as the values that you have lived, modeled, and instilled as a platform for them to embrace the ways of God at an even higher level and possess their birthrights. I bless you with beautifully imprinting God's heart on others and knowing that you have left an indelible imprint for good on the lives of many. I bless you as people embrace your values, people that you did not know were watching or learning from you, people to whom you were not overtly ministering. I bless you with the wonderful joy of seeing your values embraced by a wider circle than those whom you directly touch. I bless you with great fulfillment and satisfaction at the end of your life, knowing that your family and generations that follow you have embraced your values as their values. I bless you with extravagantly in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Lord, the phrase that comes to my mind is, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That there was a way of you living, Lord, that so seamlessly represented the Father in a way that no one had ever imagined. That it was as to say, you know, if you're, you know, I'm all about my Father's business. If you see me, you've seen the Father. We're just the same. Lord, that it could be said of us. That, Lord, that we would be so consumed by you, that we would be so committed to you, that it could be said that if people see us, they see you. That, Lord, that we're really just trying to replicate you here on the earth, that your values would be reproduced. I pray, Lord, that you would search our hearts. I think too often, maybe as Christians, I would say, we are guilty of beating ourselves up for all the negative that we have. We're not aware of the fullness of who we are and what our impact is. I'm thinking of a man who grew up his whole life being able to see. He was very tormented as a young man. And it's a book called The Veil. I always forget his name. And he described a scene. He then went from seeing darkness. He could see fully. The way he saw worship and everything was just extraordinary. And if I've shared this before, please forgive me. But he was sitting on a street corner having coffee, and he saw a woman walking by, and there was homeless people there, people in cafes and restaurants and stores. And she was walking down the street. She was giving off this gold dust. That's what it looked like. And this gold dust, these particles were being released off of her, and they were landing everywhere. And he could see, like, the plants start to stand up taller. He saw the spirit of this homeless person as he started to stand more erect. He came to life. And everything was being affected by this person. And he realized as she walked by and things started to fade and go back to normal, that she was a believer. And it blew his mind, because he realized that we have no clue the impact that we have on the things that we're not even aware of. I've heard it said a million different times that, you know, that when you have children, you know, they're always watching, and they always see the things that you don't intend for them to see. And they'll reproduce what you say and you do, and every second grade school teacher will mirror the same. Lord, I truly pray that, Lord, you would give us an appreciation for who we are, in the grander sense of that. That I think for some that are under my voice now need to be reminded that they have things in them that are worth reproducing. And Lord, that we can't consciously and intentionally always be aware of everything around us that we're trying to impact. I pray, Lord, that we be so focused on you that the greatest impacts that we would ever have in this world and upon people would be unintentional. It would be a side effect of your values being transferred through us, not by just our words, but, Lord, by the inherent character that is you to be shining through us, and that, Lord, that there would be an exchange. I don't know what that's about. There would be like an exchange, Lord. Anyway, I don't want to dwell on that. Lord, I really pray, God, that there be a true shift in who we are, whose we are, and that, Lord, that there be a place where, you know, as you know, that our song would be a love song to you, our life would be a love song to you, that our life is a canvas, and that we are your masterpiece, and that, Lord, this life is being filled out in of you. But, Lord, I pray that you would instill your values so deep in us, that your passion and your desire is so great that we cannot blow it. And that, Lord, that those things to infuse everything that we do. And I think, Lord, it's a little like those that are on the camera. What are they like when they're off camera? Well, we're on camera all the time. And it's the thing that we do in secret that really makes us famous in heaven. And I think it's the things in secret also that prepare the structures and the things within us to sustain us, but also seem to be almost like the aroma that's released off of our lives into the environment, into the people that we're around. And I pray for real integrity, Lord, real bolstering of who we are. And I pray, Lord, that there be, as it be fruitful and multiply. That's in many facets of what that means. But in this instance, I think some of that multiplication is the reproducing of you. And your character, your nature, your values are ours. And that those things would be engaged and released everywhere we go. We bless you and love you in Jesus' name.